Morning, everyone. Welcome to Ainslie News. Start of the week, Monday the 23rd of May. The S&P 500 crosses the Rubicon and investors are forewarned. It's now official. After the Nasdaq long since crossed the Rubicon, the world's biggest equities index, the US S&P 500 officially turned to bear market, having crossed the 20% loss line on Friday night. Having reached this juncture after just two of the 10 rate hikes predicted, and before any quantitative tightening even starts, the question on everyone's lips is how strong will the Fed hold its "we will not capitulate to save the financial markets" stance? Just to put some perspective on this correction, as at the end of last week, the S&P 500 had finished down 7 weeks in a row, its longest losing streak in over 20 years, going all the way back to the dot-com bubble of March 2001. The less FANG-heavy Dow Jones is also down 8 straight weeks, making it the longest losing streak in a century, yet still only down 13%, given it escaped much of the tech carnage that has seen over $2 trillion lost from FANG tech shares. Industrials, however, are only just starting to feel the PPI pinch, but more on that later. In years past, and with great certainty, the US Fed would come to the rescue with more cheap money and lower rates to save the day. However, we did not have sky-high inflation, and their hand and credibility is now forced. They simply cannot ease from here. Or can they? Importantly, too, we are seeing these equities moves before any recession is in play. As we've written repeatedly and discussed, while CPI is indeed extraordinarily high, it is still nowhere near PPI, or inflation at the factory door, and hence either consumer prices go up or producers' margins get squeezed. And the latter appears to be already happening. The former chief economist of Allianz Bernstein, Joseph Carson, spoke to this over the weekend. Based on the preliminary data from the GDP report, operating profits fell roughly 10% in Q1 relative to Q4. A decline of that magnitude would drop aggregate company profits back to the Q1 2021 levels, or nearly $300 billion below the record level of Q4 2021. The plunge in operating profits reflects a sharp drop in margins. Real operating profit margins for non-financial companies hit a record high of 15.9% in Q2 of 2021, dropped to 15.2% in Q4, and probably fell 100 to 150 basis points in Q1 2022. To be sure, Q1 earning reports from large companies such as Amazon, Walmart, and Target confirm a sharp contraction in operating margins due to rising input costs. More margin contraction lies ahead, especially if the Fed successfully squeezes inflation to 2% from 8% and limits any significant fallout in the labour markets. For reported consumer price inflation to drop 600 basis points over the next year or two, producer prices for many companies involved in production and distribution would drop twice as much, if not more. And if overall labour costs are unchanged to hit profit margins, or the ratio of profits from sales after all expenses, will definitely be significant. Got a few charts today here showing how high margins, got prior to the impacts of rising costs, and really came to the fore post-Ukraine. The potential disruptions to business operations in 2022 is more significant than in 2000 because the Fed faces a bigger inflation problem. That means a substantial decline in operating margins is the most considerable risk to the equity markets. Investors forewarned. The old saying, the higher you go, the harder you fall, is a simplification of the maths of reversion of the mean. Valuations that, quite frankly, take those peak earnings and multiply them more than ever before, so a double whammy in effect, are still, despite this correction, perversely high. Show you a few charts today that give you just a tantalizing taste of how this could play out for gold and silver. There's a lovely chart there for the gold to S&P 500 ratio and also commodities to in equity ratio. They look coiled and ready to shoot off. And that's news for today. If you are interested in purchasing any gold, silver, or platinum today, jump over to ainsleybullion.com.au. You can also check out our news there and any charts we've got associated with it. Interested in crypto, jump over to Ainslie Wealth. And if you're after our own crypto that's built and backed by real gold and silver, jump over to goldsilverstandard.com. Enjoy your Monday, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow for more news.